This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, speaking with Svetlana Lakova, the historian of The Spy Who Changed History and, most recently, Spygate Exposed. We are addressing what we know so far about John Durham's investigation, what we learn in the news, and what we see in major publications and broadcast medium in response to John Durham's revelations so far. Svetlana, do you believe there's more coming from Durham? Now, the reason I ask that is because I learned many years ago, reading about the Watergate affair, that the best source of information was always the lawyer of the defendant who was about to be charged by a grand jury for bad acting. And that always explained all the information we had about Vice President Spiro Agnew, who at the time was much in trouble all the time. We had no Ginner information. There would come all this news that he was under suspicion by a grand jury, and then Spiro Agnew's lawyer would complain about leaks by the administration, you know, accuse the Department of Justice. We're now getting some information about what's coming next, not a lot, but it suggests that we might be going through the same frequency of leaks from the defendants. Is that how you read these columns, these explanations? There's more coming.
That's right. Well, exactly. So you're spot on, John, because so to hear CNN speculating or actually saying that there are other folks, as they call them, you know, there's subpoenas against them, grand jury subpoenas, like how would they know that? So either they're against themselves or they're against people they know. And this behavior, I think we're getting like two stories a day now from all these news media organizations that have previously been, you know, very silent about all this. So they behave like the people. So we obviously, of course, you know, we're as the innocents, we're at the sort of fortunate disadvantage, you know, because we've done nothing wrong. Therefore, we don't know what's coming. For example, myself, I don't know what's coming. But of course, people who did those things, they know what they did. And therefore, the leaks that are coming out are clearly indicative of, it doesn't necessarily mean that they will be criminally charged, but they clearly have that fear. So at worst, they will be criminally charged. And at best, you've seen what Durham has done so far is with the speaking indictments. Whilst he might have, you know, quote unquote, only charged three people so far. But once you read the indictment, there are a lot of people mentioned there, maybe not by name, but described in enough detail to know, you know, how they conspired, how the media and the Hillary Clinton campaign, the companies, various companies such as Fusion GPS and Orbis and Christopher Steele, how they all conspired, to create, you know, basically to defraud the U.S. government.
The situation then is that we're not anywhere close to the end of this, is your belief, your intuition.
Correct. Literally based on what you've just said, which is the behavior. Right. Because you remember that only recently, only a few months ago, we were getting stories like, Durham has been around for this long and nothing happens.
Right.
Like why are we paying him? Right. Then the next thing was, well, you know, he indicted one minor FBI lawyer. By the way, he was minor. He was a senior lawyer at the FBI, Kevin Kleinsmith. He forged the papers. That was a big deal. But they said, okay, this is just one guy, right? Like, so what? Who cares? And did you notice the tone shifts from why do we need Durham into, well, it's only just one guy. Then of course they had a bit of a shock with the Sussman indictment because Sussman is, you know, the lawyer for Hillary Clinton. So I don't think anyone expected that because I think it's pretty tough to break through, you know, the privilege. And they were like, okay, well, you know, that's kind of bad. And then the Danchenko indictment comes out. And each of those indictments both destroy the aspects of the Russia hoax or maybe even the Russia fraud, as I would now call it, because that's what it was. But they also tell people that this is the beginning, not the end.
Right. One more time. I've asked you these questions before, but I just want to update. At any point in these last 2 years of Mr. Durham's investigation, have you been contacted by Mr. Durham's office to answer questions about your participation or non-participation in these events?
So of course, I've never been treated as a object of any, as a suspect or object of any investigation, either by Mr.
Durham. So did Mr. Mueller's investigation ever contact you about the events that he pursued for several years?
No.
Okay. No Mueller, no Durham. However, it is also true that you were entangled with many of these players who have not yet been entirely dealt with. I put it that way. What's the better word for it? We've not learned everything we need to know about how Mr. Halper related to Mr. Steele's dossier and to the FBI's investigation and to the pursuit of Donald Trump that continued while he was president. It's my observation that we have more to learn. Is that fair?
Well, we should, because of course, the many characters who got the investigation started. So
right.
I suppose there are three sort of key, parts to the inquiry that's been reported. What we've been focusing so far on is the sort of later stages of the Russia hoax, both what happened just before and just after the election. There's been another part, which is that the Inspector General Horowitz, he found that the Russia investigation, so that's the FBI investigation of Donald Trump colluding with Russia, that there was no political bias, or rather he said that he didn't, he can't tell whether there was or wasn't.
There was no evidence of political bias, yes. That's what he said.
Right. But then Mr. Durham disagreed, and he also disagreed with publicly, in a very unusual step. He also disagreed with whether or not it was properly predicated, i.e.
right.
whether there was enough reason to start it.
Final question. And, to your knowledge, has Mr. Durham ever in any way spoken in a fashion that suggests to you that he's also looking at what happened before the 2016 campaign about Mr. Flynn? Has there been any reference by Mr. Durham?
Well, we know two things, right? We know one is that Mr. Durham disagreed with the fact that there wasn't political bias. And of course, just to remind people, the first person to be investigated by the FBI was General Flynn.
Okay.
And the second thing that's on the record is that, a person working in conjunction with Mr. Durham called, Mr. Jensen, he previously obtained, a lot of documents and a lot of interviews, and they concluded that Mr. Flynn's investigation was not properly predicated.
Okay. We'll stop there for the moment. We have four major publications or media organizations, CNN, The Wall Street Journal, The Washington Post, and The New York Times, major columnists, Brett Stevens, Max Boot, Marshall Cohen, and Holman Jenkins, commenting on what we know so far from John Durham's reporting, his investigation. Svetlana Lakova, author of The Spy Who Changed History and Spygate Exposed. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.